Welcome back, Kantians, to the podcast. So this is going to be a quick solo one, relatively quick. They're never that quick, where I give you a weekly update on what I'm up to, where I'm at with the Border Patrol process, not that far, and some like recent sad news, and then followed with really exciting news. So I know I'm being super vague, but you guys will get the gist here in a minute. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll just get to it.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
What's up, Kantians? So, I'm doing a solo podcast, which I did one probably like last week or 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to go back to the old format, because you guys really like that. So we're going to have some very familiar themes with this episode. But first, I want to start off with just a weekly update on what I've been up to. So I'm still delivering pizzas at Domino's. That hasn't changed. I'm still in the process with Border Patrol, but that takes a while. And due to COVID, things are kind of on pause right now. So I'm just slinging dough. And I'm very grateful that I have sustainable income, because there are a lot of people out there that their unemployment benefits are about to run out or about to get shortened due to the new stimulus package being put out. But I never took unemployment. I didn't have any unemployment in Texas. All of mine was built up in Alaska, and of course I forfeited all of that when I became a resident of Texas. So I'm very grateful. I'm grateful that I have a sustainable income in the meantime while I am pursuing a very fulfilling career choice or change. And I can still pay my bills and save money. So super, super grateful for that. I have something in the works with my little brother where we are going to be launching a full supplement line for philosapothecary.com. And so if you guys follow me on Facebook on my personal page at Lakota Tal, I asked you guys what performance supplements you guys would be interested in. And so far I've gotten from Joe, he would want steroids and Viagra. I'm sorry, Joe, if you're listening, I'm not going to be selling Viagra or Cialis or steroids. But I can definitely hook you up with people that can prescribe those for you. But, and then my mom commented, she didn't know what I was talking about, but performance meaning like, you know, fitness and general health related. I do have 5 supplements that, we're probably just going to start with, because they're the 5 like very popular and daily used, supplements like protein, pre-workouts, multivitamin, and then also one that's pretty unique to those that are just looking for an extra mental edge, called a nootropic. So basically, there are a lot of things that are nootropics, caffeine being one of them, nicotine being one of them, green tea because of the L-theanine in there and the caffeine together is a nootropic. Basically, it's anything that helps with brain activity. So it helps sustain focus, helps memory retention, all that good stuff. And there are hundreds of different herbal supplements and even also manufactured ones that were created in labs that help with brain activity and brain health. And so I've been using a sample from a manufacturer that I plan on working with that is amazing. It's honestly great. I've used probably about 3 other nootropic brands in the past, and some of them, you know, I didn't feel a difference at all. Some of them actually made me feel really, really weird. And this one that I'm using is very subtle, but it's like sustainable focus. And it's been a game changer the past couple weeks. So that's something that I'm really excited to offer to you guys. But yeah, we're just going to start with very, very basic supplements that people use on a daily basis. And accompanying that too, I'm going to have a weight loss challenge when we launch it, where I won't be necessarily competing with listeners and fans of PHA, but you guys will be competing with one another to win, I think, will be a cool prize. So I'll announce that when the time comes, but that is in the works. Something sad that happened this week, not necessarily to me, but kind of to me. I know it's not like a personal attack to me at all, but one of my favorite podcasters turned radio host were let go from their position. They were notified on Friday after their last broadcast, and they put out a Twitch stream, I think Monday, today's Wednesday, and I watched it this morning, super, super sad. So shout out to Carla Marie and Anthony. I've talked about them in the past because they, although I was listening to like morning radio shows as quote unquote podcasts, because I stopped listening to like the Kane Show Live when I moved from Maryland to Alaska, but then I started listening to their recorded show that they would put on the iHeartRadio app, which technically you can call a podcast, right? But the true real podcast that I ever like switched to and listened to on a weekly basis was the My Day Friday podcast created by Carla Marie and Anthony when they were still working with Elvis Duran in the morning show in New York City. And they've been doing it, I think, 5 or 6 years now. And a few years ago, I think it was a few years ago, I was still in Alaska, so maybe only a couple years ago. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. They were offered a position in Seattle because of their popularity of the podcast. And that was their ultimate goal. I mean, if you listen to like their first few episodes, they're like, you know, it wasn't like the full intention of like dropping the podcast because they never did, but was to gain exposure and gain experience from working with Elvis Duran, which is, you know, he's like, and I think Carla Marie just said in their Twitch, the godfather of morning radio. He's been doing it for 20 plus years. But to take all the experience that they learned from working at the show and then applying it to the podcast and kind of honing on to that talent and that experience, the hopes and dreams was to eventually transfer all of that talent and experience into hosting their own radio show, which they did. And there were some ups and downs in Seattle where they were like, you know, the initial station that they were put on reformatted. And so they were kind of out of a job for a little bit and then had a job and then were, you know, changed time slots and then were back to morning radio just recently, I think as of like last year. And also garnished two new co-hosts, Alabama and English Evan. And the show was amazing. They had really great bits like Dirty Little Secrets and stuff like that. And it was super entertaining. It's what you want out of a morning radio show where it's like, you know, good banter, good entertainment, good relative news that's going on, and quick snippets, and then just, you know, friends hanging out. And I'm actually shocked that they were let go. And I tried to find like what the reasons were, and everything's just rumor right now. So I'm not going to add to this speculation. Eventually the truth will come to light, but I really feel for them because they are super entertaining, super creative, and I don't know, it's just sad to see that kind of talent not be recognized by, I guess I can't say by like KISS, what is the station, KISS FM or something like that, but I know they'll bounce back. They will. They're a powerhouse together, and their podcast is still doing great. If you haven't listened to them, go check out the My Day Friday podcast. It's super entertaining. They're a funny group. They also have their own podcast. Carla Marie has her Side Hustlers podcast, which is good. And then I think Anthony's still doing his fitness one. But I don't know, to be honest, I'm just a huge fan of My Day Friday. And it was because of them and me listening to them get together each week that planted that seed of, I could do that. I mean, I'm not as entertaining whatsoever. I don't have that I don't have an interesting life at all, but I think it'd be cool to broadcast, you know, just my opinions and thoughts. And then of course, you guys love the shoot the shits with my friends and colleagues. And so I was like, you know, I'm gonna do it. And that's why in December of 2019, I launched I Can't Even, with no intention of it being anything besides me just going up. Although I started it, the intention was just to me, like, just to broadcast as much as I can consistently. And that's not sustainable, especially like when I was working in door to door, it kind of was, because for like 5 or 6 months out of the year, I really wasn't doing much. So I had time to just banter for, you know, 3 to 4 times a week. But that's a lot. And, you know, I feel for those that are in radio that do it every weekday. Either mornings, you know, midday or nights. I mean, it's impressive, because to come up with interesting entertainment 5 days a week is tough. It's tough. Even if you have the most interesting life, it's very tough. So it's cool to see, you know, people like Carla Marie and Anthony who have now, they can stamp that on the resume. We did it. And hopefully they'll have another morning radio show coming soon. Probably it won't be in Seattle, but no matter where they go, I'll still follow them. I'll still listen. But like them, Mojo in the Morning, Elvis Duran, the former Kane Show, which was, I mean, 2020 has just been a wreck, man. I lost the Kane Show, which is now the Your Morning Show with Intern John and Radio Rose and all and the entire group. But it's different because Kane is what I'm going on a banter. Sorry, this is like a random tangent. But Kane and the Kane Show is what first got me hooked on morning radio show, because I'd listen to them live when I lived in Rockville, Maryland, and going to school in Frederick. And I would be, you know, my mom and I and my little brother, we'd be leaving to go to school and work at really early times, like 5:30 in the morning. And they would come on at like 5 in the morning. And I would get probably about 30 to 40 minutes of the show. So that was like the early days. That was a long time ago too. And that's what got me hooked on talk radio. And then when I moved to Alaska, I discovered iHeartRadio app. It had just come out recently. And I downloaded it and I started listening to Kane every day. And then I was listening to, well, first I was actually downloading Kane on iTunes, but then iHeartRadio came out. I was listening to him on that. And then I found Elvis Duran through Kane. And then I found Mojo in the Morning through Elvis Duran. And so it's just all a string. They're all connected. Basically, all the podcasts that I listen to are all connected in some capacity, except for like maybe Tim Ferriss and Joe Rogan. I don't even know where I was going with this. Anyways, oh yeah, 2020 sucks because I lost Kane. I don't know why. Still, nobody really knows why. There's been a lot of like allegations and speculations on why Kane was let go from his own show, just like Carla Marie and Anthony. But I think the Kane thing is way different. There's been a lot of like turmoil with that show. He's lost a lot of co-hosts, and there's a lot of rumors that, you know, that. Anyways, yeah, there's a lot of rumors. Again, I don't want to speculate because I still enjoy listening to old Kane Show episodes, and I enjoyed Kane's voice and his input on things. And I do like the Your Morning Show with Intern John and them. I actually always knew, and I think IJ always knew too, that he would become what he used to call himself, the star of the Kane Show, which was always a joke, but now he really is the star of the morning show. And then Carla Marie and Anthony are let go too. So I'm like, fuck. Like, who's next, right? Like, if Elvis Duran retires this year, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because that's how I start most of my days. And I also, I'll listen to old shows to go to sleep. Like, I'll put a sleep timer on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio, on the app, and I will fall asleep listening to them banter. All of them, Mojo, Carla Marie and Anthony, all of them, because it's just relaxing. But what's really exciting and super scary, I took a page from Carla Marie and Anthony's book. They didn't actually write a book, but from their life book. And I did something super, super scary. And I reached out to them. So on their Twitch stream, they're like, hey, it, you know, people have been asking if they want, you know, if we want to be on their podcast. And they're like, we don't got shit to do. So reach out to us. And I did. I reached out to them. And sorry. What the hell? Jesus, I got a phone call and then all of a sudden, you guys, for the listeners, I'm super sorry. I got a phone call from some random number and all of a sudden I declined the call and then my MacBook starts playing Yo-Yo Ma, which is who I listen to if I'm like really trying to dig deep in concentration. So that like threw me for a loop. Whew. Anyways, I'm not even going to cut this out. I'm going to keep it into the episode. I reached out to them and not thinking anything of it. I'm like, there's no way they'll get back to me, right? Icont Even is a super small podcast. I have, you know, maybe like 30 listens per episode. So it's not like a really big platform. And I check Instagram and Anthony actually like responded. It was like, yeah, we could definitely figure something out. And that, like, I'm, like, shaking because it just happened. It happened right before I started recording this podcast because I was doing the show notes, getting organized, getting ready. And he reached out to me. So that's really excited. And I'm still, like, incredibly shaking. And I was joking with my wife. She's like, they're not going to answer. I'm like, they might not. But I would, and I put that in the message to them, I would regret not taking the opportunity to at least try, right? Like, hey, like, at least reach out to them and give it my best effort. And the fact that they responded is super exciting because why not have the two people that spawned this idea of like being a podcast host, doing it on my own terms, and with I have no radio or broadcasting experience whatsoever, and that clearly reflects in the podcast. But how cool would it be to have those two people that spawned this idea on the actual podcast? Like, dream come true, honestly. If that's all this amounted to, and I never recorded another podcast after I have them on, that's it. I did it. I mean, that's not going to happen, but you know what I mean? Like, if for some reason I couldn't record a podcast after that episode, that would be, I would still consider this podcast a success because they are the reason why I wanted to do this. That's it. So hopefully here in the next few weeks, you guys will be able to hear Carla Marie and Anthony on the Icont Even podcast, which is fucking crazy to even like tell you guys to announce that. So I'm not gonna get my hopes up too high, but, you know, hopefully we can get something going. And, I think that would just be super fun to have them just banter on with me on a shoot the shit segment for an hour, hour and a half. 'Cause usually their podcasts are like 30 minutes. Maybe they'll do a long form one with me and we can really like pick their brains. So just to let you guys know, for the next several weeks, I mean, I'm still going to put out podcasts, but I'm going to be, those show notes are starting today, like digging deep, going to ask some good questions, you know, keep the conversation lively, and hopefully you guys will like it. With all of that said, we're going to get to an old-timey classic favorite, two random facts.
Two random facts.
Fact number one, mind control fungi or fungi or however the hell you want to pronounce it. Fungus. So some fungi create zombies, then control their minds. The tropical fungus Orpheocordyceps infects ants' central nervous systems. By the time the fungi have been in the insect bodies for 9 days, they have complete control over the host's movements. They force the ants to climb trees, then convulse and fall into the cool, mist soil below, where fungi thrive. Once there, the fungus waits until exactly solar noon to force the ant to bite a leaf and kill it. That's crazy. I've heard of this before, and I think there are other, or maybe this is the one, where it's just complete mind control. I've seen videos where the ants are just like, they're just stuck in paralysis. So it's super weird. And fact number two, the first oranges weren't even orange. The original oranges from Southeast Asia were a tangerine pomelo hybrid, and they were actually green. In fact, oranges in warmer regions like Vietnam and Thailand still stay green throughout maturity. So I was like, when I first saw this, like, I got to click on more links. I got to figure out what the hell, because then how did they become to call them oranges if they weren't even orange? And then I found this Reader's Digest article on it titled, "Finally, Here's Which Orange Came First, the Color or the Fruit." What came first, the orange or orange? Did someone just make the uncreative decision to name the citrus fruit after its color? That's how the blueberry got its name after all. Or did the color get its name because of the fruit? So then you scroll down. That was the first paragraph. You scroll down. The word didn't come to describe a color until almost 200 years later. So they're referring to the 13th century AD. So like the 1500s. Making the fruit the clear winner. In 1512, a description of the color using the word orange appeared in a rather strange place. It was actually in someone's will and testament. And it said, don't want to throw out your orange peels. Oh, no, never mind. I thought that's what it said in the will. That's just another link. I'm an idiot. So the only mystery that remains is, how did people describe the color before 1512? Speakers of Old English used the word gilloride, meaning yellow-red. But thanks to an old French word, the color orange has a name all its own, and a unique name. Now they go like into the fact that orange doesn't rhyme with anything else. But if you listen to Eminem, he can rhyme probably 20 different things with the word orange. All right, Kantians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Please like and subscribe wherever you found this, and turn on notifications so that you never miss a new episode each week. This episode was brought to you by PhilosApothecary.com. We have all dealt with stress, anxiety, and body aches from working out, and just general stress and anxiety throughout this whole COVID epidemic ordeal. Now is the time to try our Deep Relief Full Spectrum CBD oil. CBD is nature's anti-inflammatory and has been scientifically proven to help with overall general inflammation in the body. And if you don't know, inflammation is what causes most, if not all, chronic health issues and soreness in the body. Our full spectrum CBD oil also packs a huge punch when it comes to combating daily stress and anxiety. Visit us at PhilosApothecary.com to pick up a bottle of CBD oil for yourself. Be sure to use promo code ICONTEVEN, all one word, all bold, at checkout to receive 15% off and free shipping on all U.S. orders. You can find Philos Apothecary on Facebook and IG. The links will be down in the description. You can join me online at my website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and still YouTube. All those links will also be in the description. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will chat with y'all next time. Peace.